As you know, the wonderful Rhythm and Alps host, they sponsor my Thursday show. Thank you, Rhythm and Alps. And we're something like only 19 sleeps away, or 18 or something like that. So it's really close. And I'm really, really delighted to have on the line with me one of the acts playing this year's festival. I absolutely love these guys. I adore them. I think they are so lovely. And added bonuses, they're not too bad looking either. I am, of course, talking about the Beatniks. And I've got Sam on the line with me right now. Good morning.
Good morning, Liam. How's it going?
I'm very well. How are you?
Not too bad. It's a little bit cloudy here in Dunedin today, but I'm having a lovely little morning with my cup of tea.
Isn't it, like, usually it's pretty cloudy there. Let's be real. Come on.
It is, but the past couple of weeks we've been getting a lot of kind of summer weather. It's been quite warm and sunny, which has been nice. Lots of time at the beach.
Oh, okay, all right, lovely. I always forget Dunedin has beaches, but I guess it's New Zealand. Everywhere has beaches, doesn't it? Are you much of an outdoorsy person?
I'm a big surfer. I've been surfing my whole life, so I'm kind of always down by the beach or in the water.
Even when
down here it's pretty chilly, but I still get amongst it. It's good fun.
Oi, why not? Why the hell not? Hey, so before we get into Rhythm and Alps, and very excited you're playing, how has your 2024 been?
2024 has been pretty good to us, really, this year. We've been working on some new music, which should hopefully be out at the start of next year. But we've been playing a lot of gigs. We had the pleasure of opening for some awesome New Zealand acts like the Darts, some fellow Dunedin bands who are some up-and-comers like Ivy and Leo Lilly and stuff like that. But we also got to play for some Australian acts that were coming over and playing some shows down around Dunedin and in Otago, like the Vans, Great Gable, and things like that, which has been really, really fun. Real cool to kind of meet a couple more international bands and as well as play with all our kind of friends down here in Dunedin. But we actually got to play the Dunedin Beer Fest the other weekend too, which was awesome.
Great.
Good practice before hitting the big stage at RNA. So it was good to get amongst that for two nights.
Oh my God, what a great year for you guys. Oh my God. Because, I mean, in this industry, I see a lot through Radio 1, you guys seem to be, oh, bloody, everywhere doing everything. Of course, you did play in Christchurch this year as well, so I have actually seen you play in person. And you've got quite the stage presence as well as a group. I commend you there. And I hate giving compliments, so there you go. So you must. What does it feel like? You've kind of been growing your network as such.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we've been around for a wee while now. I think maybe it's our third year this year together as a band. So we've been around for a while, but we're never really very good at promoting ourselves and kind of really getting in front of people other than the kind of local Dunedin audience. End of last year, we did. We were purely a live band too. We never really recorded any music. And so at the end of last year, we released our debut album, Archetype, which we recorded ourselves just in my little bedroom in Dunedin. and I kind of mixed and mastered that whole thing. And then we did our first New Zealand tour, which was kind of, we'd played a couple of shows around Queenstown and Christchurch before, but we had never really gone anywhere else. So that was real cool to kind of hit the road for a little bit, and we went to kind of all the major cities. We did Queenstown, Christchurch, Wellington, Auckland. I think we did Hamilton as well, which was really, really cool. And it was cool to see the support from people around the country too. Like we're not very good at, as I said, we're not the best with social media and things and promoting ourselves.
Who is? But you know,
we kind of whipped it all up quite last minute, but we were pretty stoked with the turnout that we had at a lot of the gigs. Ended up selling out almost all of the shows, which was quite incredible, to be honest. But we did not expect it. We were driving to the first I think we played Christchurch first, and we're driving up there, and we'd sold like 5 tickets online or something, just like biting
them.
What have we gotten ourselves into? And we turned up and we sold out on the door, which was pretty, pretty awesome. So I think word's been getting around slowly from all the, it's cool playing and kind of coming up in a university kind of scene, because you get all these people from all around the country who come and see you, and then when they head home over summer, they go and tell their friends about the cool bands that they've been seeing play live. So it's cool that we've been able to, I don't know, have some kind of lasting effect on people's memories that they can tell their friends about us.
yeah, that's actually very perceptive, that one. And you're Dunedin as well, which is like, you know, the bloody, like the uni city, basically.
I mean, there's not much else here other than the university, really.
Are any of you like from Dunedin?
We're not. Our closest to Dunedin would be our drummer Seth, who's from Oamaru.
Oh my god, I love just Seth. A little bit. How more. Is Seth? Is he well?
Oh, he is well. He's
hot. How's Logan? I love Logan.
Oh, Logan's doing all right. He's actually been working for Radio 1 this year, so he's been...
I fucking know that. OMG. Yeah. I'm not dumb. he is great. And, yeah, Seth, so hot. Anyway, Rhythm and Alps, tell me all about it. How you feeling?
Oh, very excited, very nervous at the same time. It's going to be our like biggest show, really, our biggest audience. So it'll be, it'll be really nerve-wracking, but I think we're all very excited at the same time. So I've never personally been to Rhythm and Alps, so it'll be interesting to go and see it for the first time. I'm not sure if other boys have too, but it'll be cool to go and get amongst it.
Yeah, no, it's cool and it's really pretty, and I shouldn't assume this, but it will definitely be one of the biggest stages you've played, I think. In terms of like the actual stage itself is quite large. You like to move around. You're quite the mover and the shaker, aren't you?
Yeah, we do like to run around and jump around and cause some kind of ruckus. So it'll be, we're trying to kind of, we don't really plan much for our stage performance. It's all kind of quite improvised. So we're very excited to see how we can interact with the kind of bigger, enough room where we're not hitting each other every time we move.
Yeah, oh my God. Have you ever injured each other?
Not quite. I think I fell over onto the drum kit at one point. I tripped over like a lead or something and fell onto the drum kit.
Oh, God.
Given Logan a couple blows to the head with my headstock, and he's probably kind of done the same, knocked my guitar a couple times. And we've had speakers falling all over the place and amps falling onto the floor and things like that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I can't say I'm that shocked.
I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do with my... We played Beer Fest the other weekend, and I somehow managed to... I bought myself a really long lead so that we could run around on this bigger kind of stage. And somehow, I mean, the more lead, the more problems, really. So somehow kicking out my I'd wrapped it round and like made sure that it wasn't going to pull out, and somehow I still managed to at least kick my lead out of my guitar maybe 3 or 4 times. So
oh my God,
I'm gonna have to iron out those kind of those lumps, but hopefully not go wrong at RNA.
Oh my God, you guys honestly have like Such good stage presence. The word I actually want to use to describe your stage presence, I can't say on radio, but it's, you know, it's oomphy. Let's put it that way. Now, what have you kind of organized a set list, or do you just kind of play by ear what feels right?
Yeah, it's funny. We've been playing pretty much the same kind of set for quite a few years now, but kind of switching around songs, and kind of we cater the set to the audience, really. So we know all our songs start to finish, so we can kind of just sub them out. We definitely read the energy of the crowd a bit and try and cater to the audience, really. So we have all the songs there. We just kind of we'll give each other a look depending on what song we're wanting to go into next, depending on the audience's kind of vibe. So if you're bringing the energy, it's going to be rough and rowdy and raucous. But if you're not getting into it, then we're going to sometimes, I mean, if people aren't into it, we just go harder sometimes, because who cares?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, if
you're not enjoying it, we might as well enjoy it.
I love that. Oh, yeah, screw you guys. We're going to have some fun. Yeah. I take it. I mean, you're doing a New Year's festival. It's going to be pretty high energy.
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty high energy and pretty intense. So, we can't wait for it.
Oh, so excited for that. Yeah, you guys are wicked. Now, when I actually saw you play, you did a cover of Pink Floyd, which is insane. Yep. No covers this time? Any covers this time?
We're trying to actually decide that. We've been having a bit of a internal debate about that, whether we pull out some kind of sing-along covers, or whether we do whip out the old Pink Floyd, or whether we keep it all original. I don't know what the kind of, I don't know, I've never been to RNA, so I don't know what people do, but I feel like some covers could be quite cool. But I think it's also one of those things where we can kind of read the audience. If we're really losing everyone, then you might as well chuck a sing-along in there.
Yeah, so true. I one year when I went to Rhythm Alps, this is a while ago now, but there was like, there was maybe like 10 minutes before the main act came on for like the countdown, you know, sort of time period. And they just blasted Bohemian Rhapsody through the speakers, and everyone sung it. Like, kind of think if the lyrics are there to sing, people are going to.
Yeah.
I think.
Maybe I'm going to have to. Maybe we might have to learn Bohemian Rhapsody. Maybe that might be the way to go. I'd have to get lubricate my vocal cords.
Literally, like such an easy song to learn. I mean, everyone knows that one. No, yeah. What I will give you credit for is you did a Pink Floyd cover, and it wasn't shit. I mean, no offense, but when I see, you know, a young band of white boys start the Pink Floyd cover, usually I'm like, oh God, here we go.
Yeah.
But you guys killed it, man. You really killed it.
Thank you so much.
Anyway, I have been gasbagging to you for far too long. I could honestly do it all day. I just want to say really, really briefly, the pick you guys chose for your like RNA promo stuff where you're all in the suits.
Oh, yeah.
Love.
Thank you so much. Yeah, well, it was quite funny. We were looking at all our press shots, and we realized that we hadn't really taken any actual press shots for like maybe 2 years. And so we were missing a couple members in our last press kind of shots. And so we didn't have any, and I was actually overseas. I was in America for a wee while we were getting all that organized.
Is that where the bolo tie came from?
It is. We couldn't take any new press shots, so we were stressing out, and so we had to send them one of our old ones because they were like, oh, we need the promo stuff now, kind of thing.
God, but then, okay.
Yeah, so then but as soon as we got back, we just went and did a quick little photo shoot. And the lovely Lily from Radio One was the photographer for that shoot, and got us all in the suits and tidied up our look a little bit.
Lovely. Yeah.
Yeah.
You needed a womanly touch there, I
a
think.
bit of it. Yeah, exactly. We're a bit too male-centric, I feel.
Yeah, well, I mean, shit. My life is entirely male-centric. Or not at all, really. Anyway, I'm not going to complain. Sam, it has been lovely to chat to you. The Beatniks can be followed on Instagram at _the_beatniks_ Fuck, so many underscores. What the hell?
I don't know why we did that.
Hey, Sam, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Yeah, I hope you have the most wonderful time at Rhythm and Alps, and you have a great summer as well. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me. I hope we see you at RNA. Are you going to be there?
maybe. It's
toss-up. How about this? If you come, we'll get you up on the stage somehow.
I don't know if that's selling me. I'm coming. but maybe. We'll see.
Have a wonderful rest of your year, and a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, likewise. You're so jealous about everything you do. Have a great day, Sam.
Thank you so much. You too.